Will Spears Jr. at third. Jeremy Garcia at shortstop in the seventh spot. It's Sean Smith Jr. who plays left field. The catcher tonight is Carson Kennedy. At second base, Luke Francisco for the State Liners. And tonight we will see Abel Medina from St. Thomas University in Florida, the right-hander, getting ready to go for the Liners in this one. Medina did not play this past season for the State Liners. So Will Taylor will step in, batting 100 this season, but has an OPS of 508. He has reached safely in every single game, got his first hit last night, but was gunned out trying to run the third. Here's the first pitch from Medina. That one just misses off the corner, and it's 1-0. The first pitch right at 6 o'clock, so starting a little bit early. Gabe Vargas now behind the plate. Matthew Metcalf in the field for umpire crews. The 1-0 is missing away. 2-0. Good job yesterday by Tripp Banta to find that corner. The State Liners threw five straight sliders at one point yesterday, and they were very efficient. The 2-0 almost hits Taylor, and that's 3-0, and this would be the first batter to reach safely for the Flyboys in 16 at-bats. Top of the fourth inning with two outs, Aiden Canada reached on a single yesterday. That pitch is right down the middle, and it's now 3-1. Taylor from Clemson University, the dual sport athlete for the Tigers, plays on the football team as well, just returning from an ACL injury he suffered back in October. The 3-1. That one almost hits Taylor again, and Taylor draws a leadoff walk. So the base runner skid ends for the Flyboys at 16 batters, and that's the first batter of the game to reach for the Flyboys. So here goes Brock Daniels, batting 231 on the season, 539 OPS. As he swings the first pitch, tips into the glove of Kennedy for strike one. Last night, Daniels, rough night, 0 for 4 with a strikeout looking. But he's been fantastic on the defensive pass. Again, this Flyboys team just looking to get something going on offense. Taylor took a big lead. That pitch misses away, the dirt 1-1. Taylor was caught stealing earlier this season against the Axemen, but does have a stolen base. Also against Kingsport. That was on opening day. 1-1, big cut. That brought a lot of movement. Kennedy looked to throw at first, but decided not to. And now it's 1-2. Medina looking to find his groove here. Medina, big body, out of St. Thomas, Florida. And now, because we had a standoff for the second straight night on the side of the base pass, and the State Liners win that one. The second straight night, and so that was a good omen last night as they end up winning the game. And tonight, Flyboys lose that one again. As far back the first nine time, Taylor steps on. It's two straight nights the Flyboys have sent Caleb Jones out. They sent Carson Jacobs out last night. They sent Caleb Jones out tonight. So that's back to back losses in the standoff for the Flyboys. Running back to first is Medina, and Taylor will walk back in time. Taylor, again, as we mentioned, plays football at Clemson University. Kickoff return specialist last year. Played running back, wide receiver, kind of everything for the Tigers. And, of course, also played baseball as Medina will step off. So there's a lot of speed over at first base. He also played quarterback for the Dutch Fork Silver Foxes and was Mr. 5A football player of the year, senior year. Runner's going to go as Taylor. Throw down the second. Not in time, and that's a stolen bag by Will Taylor. Throw was wide on a ball in the dirt. Garcia caught it before it went to the outfield, but Taylor slid in already, and that has a runner already at second base for Daniels here with nobody out in the top of the first. No score and a 2-2 count. Medina's going to step off again. Medina taking his time here. He's trying to get into a groove, I believe. The throw from Medina is low and dirt, and the count runs full. And and Medina in danger of walking his second straight batter. No walks issued by the state liners yesterday. Their pitching staff. We'll check on Taylor. The pitch from Medina outside, and Daniels draws a walk, and that's back-to-back walks to start the game for the Flyboys. So after not having a last 16 base runners reach to end yesterday's game, back-to-back runners have reached on walks for the Flyboys today, and Bo Ankeny will step in. Ankeny went 0-for-3 yesterday. Is batting .250 on the season with a home run. No doubter against Kingsport on opening night. That ball is in the dirt, blocked by Kennedy. There's 1-0. That's already going to bring out a talk from the dugout for the state liners. I guess something going. Of course, 7 innings Sunday, this is the last game to start. This is the latest start time of 6 o'clock today. Earlier today, Elizabethton walked off the Dansville Otterbots to win the game 2-1. So Dansville, no longer undefeated. They fall to the River Riders 2-1. That's who the Flyboys will see tomorrow on opening night in Pioneer Park. Right now in the bottom of the second, Burlington, they're undefeated. Up 2-0 on Princeton. And undefeated Kingsport up 1-0 on Bluefield. And also in the bottom of the second inning. No score here, top of the first, but runners at first and second for the Flyboys, and nobody out. O'Ankney steps in, a 1-0 count from Medina. That one also in the dirt, 2-0. Medina's had now back-to-back pitches that have bounced off the dirt to the plate to Carson Kennedy. So you've seen a lot more patience from these hitters. That was something Wes Stone, hitting coach, wanted to talk about more with his Flyboy group. They were in the cages early today, out 11 o'clock, to get some work done. And also went to the cages when they got here to do some more discussion. That one's high. It's 3-0. That is now 5 straight balls thrown by Medina. Fourteen pitches, only 3 strikes, the 3-0. That one misses away, and that's another walk. So 3 straight walks, and the bases are full of boys to start off the first inning with Kian Saylor, and already some action in the bullpen for the state liners. So Kian Saylor will step in. With bases loaded, anything to the outfield is going to score at least one with Taylor at third. That one's high, another ball. That is now 9 straight balls thrown by Abel Medina. 16 pitches, just 3 strikes by Medina. The pitch way outside again, 2-0. Medina cannot find the zone. He has been struggling to start off this game. He has walked all 3 batters he's faced. The 2-0 pitch to Saylor. That one gets inside. There's a strike. And finally, that ends the drought for Medina. Just his 4th strike pitch so far. It's 2-1. Nobody out on the Saylor. So there's yet to record a hit this season. That one sky high into foul territory, calling everybody off. The third baseman, Spears Jr., and he will not make the catch. That thing hung up for a while near the tarp, and it fell back in. Spears missed it. And Saylor stays alive. Count runs to 2-2. Saylor is set, the 2-2 from Medina. Almost hits Saylor, and the count runs full. And this would bring in a run if Saylor draws the 4th straight walk to start the game. Saylor steps in, bases loaded. Payoff pitch to Saylor. Right down the middle, strike 3. And Saylor is the first strikeout victim of the day. And Medina gets his first strikeout. And there's one away in the top of the first inning. So So Medina trying to find a groove after walking three straight. He gets a strikeout. Now Tom Jurak up to bat for the Fly Boys. Jurak's got some power. He hit one deep in Kingsport. That would have been a home run at any other ballpark. That one drops low for ball 1-0. Let's call that the wall. Of course, if he can pull one, it's 330 down the left field line, 310 down the right field. There's a chance for him to, if he can grab a hold of one, can knock it out of this park. There's the pitch down away to Jurak. It's 2-0. Jurak has yet to record a hit so far this season. It's not reached base at all. This year went 0-3 against the Axemen on the second game of the season. A 2-0 pitch, Jurak. That's well away, 3-0, and now a walk would bring in a run and give the Fly Boys their first lead since the top of the eighth inning on opening night against the Kingsport Axemen. It'd be also the earliest run scored by the Fly Boys this season. 3-0 from Medina. Low in the dirt, that's going to walk in a run, and the Fly Boys, just like that, keep the bases loaded for walks, and it's a 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys. Four walks for Medina, one strikeout, and Shamar Dalton's up to bat. Dalton batting 200 this year, but does have a homer. Pulled one to right against Kingsport, and if he pulls one here, it could go up to the road and would be a grand slam and blow this one open already. Big swing and a miss. That was a breaking ball, and that got Dalton. It's 0-1. Medina, 26 pitches, just 7 strikes so far in this one, the 0-1. Dalton, a big cut at that one again. Fools him again, and it's 0-2. So Medina finding a little bit of groove with these breaking pitches on Dalton. Dalton has said he's had trouble with some curveballs, but we'll see if he can get another one. The third pitch of the at-bat and gets Dalton to miss. 3 pitches, 3 strikes on Dalton. All of those were moving pitches, no fastballs, and Dalton sits down. So Dalton continues his struggles against curveballs. So this inning, we have not had a ball hit into the field at all. 3 straight walks, a strikeout, then a walk that scored a run, and then a strikeout, and now Will Brown steps up to the plate. 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys with the bases loaded, 2 away. That one, they're going to say that one hits Will Brown on the leg, and he's hit by a pitch, and another run will score in for the Fly Boys, and it's a 2-0 lead. So without hitting a ball into the field, the Fly Boys have taken a 2-0 lead to start the first inning. So Medina was starting to get into a groove there. He got Dalton on 3 straight pitches, but then hits Will Brown. That scores Brock Daniels. And it's a 2-0 lead for the Fly Boys with Alex Diaz up the bat already. Diaz batting in the 8-hole. This is the first game he has not let off for the Fly Boys this season. Batting 083, just one hit, but does have a 237 OPS. That one gets away from Kennedy. It's in the dirt. Ankeny's going to come all the way from third, and it continues for the Fly Boys. 3-0 lead, and the Fly Boys haven't recorded a single hit in this inning. No ball has been put into fair territory in this game yet, and it's a 3-0 lead for the Fly Boys here in the top of the first. 2 away, the 1-0. Diaz, big swing and a miss, and it is 1-1. So this is what the Fly Boys want. You want to be able to, in these 7-inning games, get a quick lead is what Coach Curtis said this morning in our interview on the pregame show. The 1-1, that one almost hits Diaz, misses, and it's 2-1. That is 31 pitches, just 10 strikes in the first inning for Medina. 3-0 lead for the Fly Boys. That one's high, 3-1. Flyboys again not hit a ball in the fair territory. The one that was hit was in foul territory and just missed by Will Spears Jr. 3-1 pitch. Almost hits Diaz, but it works as well. That's the fifth walk of the inning. And that may be the end of the line for Medina, as he gives up 5 walks, 2 strikeouts, however. And that is it for Medina. And he's still responsible for everybody on base. We will tell you about the new hurdler for the State Liners. It's a 3-0 lead for the Flyboys. This will return to more action here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear, because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground, because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously, and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Greenville does have a single hit, and they are already up 3-0, and the bases are loaded again for Josh Cunniff, as Medina is done, and that brings up a new pitcher already for the State Liners, David Kelleher. Can't close the book on Medina yet, as the first pitch from Kelleher also misses 1-0. Kelleher, a 4.50 ERA. If the woes continue, big pitch, swing, and a pitch that moves inside and kind of swings and misses.
Number 8, Avery Collins from Greenville High School.
Pardon me, that's number 8 now, the change. Avery Collins now makes his debut for the Flyboys. See, golfs that one high up into the air, and it's going to slowly go out of play. 1-2, Avery Collins from Greenville High School, making his debut for the Flyboys. Cunniff was listed as starting catcher, but all of a sudden Collins was now making the start. So that's a late scratch for Cunniff, and here comes Collins. He's behind 1-2 in his first at-bat of the season. Oh, 1-2 pitch. It's in the dirt, and it's now 2-1. So late strikes. So again, late scratch from Cunniff as Avery Collins is in now. 1-2. Nubs that one to the outfield. That's his first hit of the season. One run will score. Coming around third is another run, and it's a 5-0 lead here in the top of the first inning, thanks to Avery Collins. 2 RBI single.
Now for Greenville, we're top of the order. First batter, designated hitter number 1, William Taylor.
It was Diaz over the third. Runners at the corners and back to the top of the order with Will Taylor. Those runs, however, will belong to Medina. So he's still responsible for Diaz over at third. That hit goes to Kelleher. Dina can't get out of this inning and still be responsible. Here comes Will Taylor. He drew a leadoff walk and stole a base to start off this game. And that one hits Taylor, and Taylor's going to get on base safely. That's the second hit batter of the inning. And the bases are loaded again for Brock Daniels. So Daniels looks at the first pitch, strike low and in there. Daniels is part of the first three walks in a row, issued by Medina. Skeller throws that one. Daniels going to nub that one over the second slow roller for the first in plenty of time, and that's how the first inning finally mercifully ends. But the Flyboys put up 5 runs off of just 1 hit to bring up a 5-0 lead, their largest of the season. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Matthew Delph on the mound for the Flyboys. We'll tell you more about him and get you set for the bottom of the first inning. Flyboys have a 5-0 lead. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Well, Flyboys have a 5-0 lead already in this one, and now Matthew Delp with some insurance after that first inning of play. That's the most, not the most runs scored, but it's the earliest the Flyboys have scored this year, as they have normally took them until later in the game to get some runs. And Matthew Delph coming in with some insurance, his first appearance of the year for the Flyboys. Delph, the Farragut High School native, Farragut High School graduate, Roan State Community College, where he currently plays. Kyan Cruz will lead off after the Flyboys are able to bat around to start the game. Here comes Cruz stepping in, and his first pitch from Delph. That one is low. Away, it's 1-0. Sun starting to come out here in Bristol, Virginia. Same thing. Right on the border. That's why state liners. Big cut by Cruz, and it's quickly 1-1. We've got Delph, lefty from Roan State Community College, Knoxville, Tennessee. They have a 1-4 record this year for Roan State, as that one's low, holding off his Cruz. They're going to say Cruz held up. It's 2-1. 36 and 2/3 innings pitched, 33 runs, 30 of them earned, 28 strikeouts, and 11 walks for a 7.36 ERA. The 2-1 to Cruz. That one's low in the dirt as well. And it's 3-1. So both pitchers struggling right now. Both pitchers trying to find some kind of rhythm. Medina couldn't as he issued 5 walks, giving up 5 runs. Did find get a good pair of strikeouts in that top of the first inning. 3-1 to Cruz. In the dirt, and that's a leadoff walk for the State Liners. So, it's in combined 6 walks now between 2 pitchers, 3 pitchers have played today. That brings up Eric Arado for State Liners. Arado, a .364 average, .917 OPS. He's had a heck of a start to his season, but went 0-for-4 last night. Would have had a hit, but a sliding catch by Aiden Kennedy in the left field saved the run for the Fly Boys. Last night's 3-0 win by Bristol. Arado squares the bunt. He'll pull back and look at a first pitch strike, 0-1. 4 stolen bases by the Liners last night, and got a thing that's going to be the modus operandi here by Cruz. He had one of them. Pardon me, he did not reach last night. 2 of those were by Tomlinson. He's going to take off. Throw by Collins, well off and out of time. And that's the first stolen base of the game, and Cruz is there at second base after the strike by Arado from Delph. Arado will step in, looking at 0-2 count, but does have a runner at second base and nobody away for the State Liners. Delph going to shake off the first sign from Collins. Now who gets set? He looks back at Cruz, the throw to the plate, well outside, it's 1-2. Already runners in scoring position quickly for both of these teams. Again, this is a 7-inning game, so you want to score pretty quickly in this one to stay away and make it tough for the team you're playing to get on the board and make any sort of comeback late. And already a 5-0 cushion for the Fly Boys, the 1-2. That one's nubbed high in the air to left field. Jurak race under. Actually, Diaz going to race back. Now Jurak going to slide in, make the catch. Tom Jurak at the last minute slid in, caught off Diaz. Makes an incredible sliding catch. And that is one away. So left field has been kind for Kennedy and now Tomlinson here at Boyce Cox Field. 2 very nice sliding catches have been made. By the Fly Boys here at Boyce Cox Field as Jack Tomlinson will step in. Tomlinson had a heck of a night last night. 2-for-4 of an RBI. State Liners. Cruz going to try to steal third, and he will. So that's the second stolen base by Cruz. And now one run is 90 feet away for the State Liners. It's back-to-back steals for Cruz. Tomlinson had 2 steals last night as well, so that's 6 total steals by the State Liners in 2 games against the Fly Boys. That one almost hits Tomlinson, and it's now 2-0 from Delph. I think a ground ball would score Cruz as well with his speed as he takes a big lead off of third. It's been trouble. This is the third different catch to play for the Fly Boys this year. That was a strike right down the middle, 2-1. You've seen Cunniff, Canyon Brown, and Cunniff was supposed to start today, but last minute, Avery Collins comes in. Last minute scratch over Cunniff. It comes for Ruben. RBI single back in the first. Big swing and a miss on that pitch by Delph. That one dropped in the zone, and now it's 2-2, and Delph can make the sacrifice a non-factor if he gets a strikeout here. And that would be his first strikeout of the game. The 2-2. That one's going to get nubbed high into the air. Running over is the center fielder Dalton. It drops in front of him, and that's going to be a run. Neither Dalton nor Diaz could get there in time. And that one drops, and Cruz comes through, and that's an RBI single by Jack Tomlinson. Tomlinson's now combined 3-for-5 with 2 RBIs against the Fly Boys in 2 games, and it's a 5-1 lead now for the Fly Boys. So lead already cut down. The Fly Boys, and he's going to throw over this delt to first. Check on Tomlinson with Ryan Gilmore up the back. Gilmore, 1-for-2, drew a pair of walks last night. Did strike out, but also scored a run. Check over at first is dealt, throw plate word. That one's outside. Collins couldn't frame it, and it's 1-0. Five-one lead for the Fly Boys. Only one hit for either side. Fly Boys score most of their runs thanks to bases loaded walks and hit by pitches and a pass ball. That one's high. Collins grabs it, and it's 2-0. Delph, some control issues here early. He's thrown 16 pitches, only 6 strikes so far in this one. 2-0, throw back over the first. Ankeny drops that one, but it bounces right back to Delph, and Tomlinson doesn't see it in time. He probably could have taken off as Delph will just slowly jog over and grab the ball. Delph gets set. Big lead taken by Thompson at first. That pitch right down the middle for a strike is now 2-1. Gilmore batting 500 on the season. 1.750 OPS. He's been phenomenal for State Liners to start the year. Part of the reason that they come into this game at 2-1. Only loss was that extra innings loss to Princeton. That one just misses high, and it is now 3-1. That one trying to get the edge of the strike zone could Delph and didn't drop enough. Delph in danger of issuing his second walk of the inning. Both pitchers have kind of struggled a bit to find the zone to start off this contest. The 3-1. That one's going to get nubbed high and straight up in the air. Delph's going to catch it at the mound. Almost, Jock Daniels almost ran right into him, but Delph able to call everybody off, and there's now 2 away in the bottom of the first inning.
Now batting for Bristol, the third baseman, number 14 from the Delgado Community College, Will Spears Jr.
Here comes Will Spears Jr., third baseman. Doesn't record a hit this season. Last night went 0-for-2, but drew a walk against the Fly Boys in last night's contest. That first pitch from Delph is high for a ball, 1-0. This will be pitch number 20, only 8 strikes for Delph so far. So, again, some control issues for both the starting pitchers. Throwing back over the first is Delph. Thompson's back in there standing, and it's still 1-0. Solid crowd here in Bristol, Virginia for the second night in a row after opening night last night for a 6 o'clock game. 7 innings here on 7-inning Sunday here in the Appy League. Glad to have you with us, the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. That one's going to be taken off by Tomlinson. Diaz picks up it short on the hit. Throw to the first is in time. Great job by Ankeny to pick that one up off the dirt. Gets the out. Good play by Diaz. And that is the first inning, but the State Liners get back a run, cut the lead down to 4. We played 1 here in Bristol. Your score, Greenville 5. Bristol 1. This is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh. Guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all-new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Great play by Alex Diaz. Ends the frame and holds the State Lions just one run. Already a 5-1 lead for the Fly Boys in this one. They've just had one hit today. So we talked about earlier in the pregame show about how Wes Stone and Jermaine Curtis wanted to get better at bats. And that's what Curtis got. Coach Curtis got, drawing five walks in that first inning and a hit by pitch. Also had a pass ball, so that allowed a run score, and the one hit was a two RBI single by Avery Collins. So here goes Bo Ankeny. He drew the third straight walk to start the game and came around the score in the top of the first. First pitch, that one's going up the hole. That one's bobbled by a shortstop, and it goes over his head. And that's a hard hit. That should be an infield single for Ankeny. Jeremy Garcia really couldn't grab that one. That's going to be ruled a hit. That one kind of hit in front off the dirt, took a weird hop. Garcia couldn't grab it. So that's the second hit of the game, and Ankeny now 1-for-1 has reached base safely twice. Here's Kean Saylor. He struck out his last time up. Throw back the first by Kelleher. And Ankeny's back there safely. Two hits given up by Kelleher. Already coming out and just a third inning of work. So he's hit one batter. Two hit batters and five walks today already for the State Lions. That one's nubbed to second base. The furthest short in time for the first is there. The 4-6-3 double play turned by Luke Francisco to Garcia and then back the first to Ryan Gilmore. So it's their fourth double play of the season for the State Liners, and there's two away. So after the leadoff single, no damage done after that one. Here comes Tom Jurak. He also drew a walk, came around the score back in the first. It's a pitch from Keller with two outs. That one's in the dirt away, 1-0. Jurak's a guy you really feel like if once he gets going is going to be a very good asset for this Flyboy team's already made one nice sliding catch in the top of the first, or in the bottom of the first inning. Looking to get some offense going. He's still hitless. That one almost hits Jurak, but he gets out of the way, and it's 2-0. Keller has thrown 12 pitches, 7 of them strikes, so doing a lot better than his counterpart Medina did to start off this contest. Jurak rips that one right up the middle. It's going to hit in front of the center fielder, and that's the second hit of the inning, and Jurak gets his first hit of the season, and that comes with two away at the top of the second. That's what Wes Stone wanted. He wanted a lot more hits up the middle. That's how they had success against Kingsport, was getting hits right up the middle and just being smart. You don't need to swing for the fences every time, according to Coach Stone and Coach Curtis. That's the perfect idea of what he wants this Flyboy team to do. Here's Shamar Dalton stepping in. He struck out on three straight pitches. He looks at a ball, 1-0. Quality at-bats are what the Flyboys want. You'd love some hits and some offenses. Dalton hits that one to right field. A little blooper is going to roll to the outfield. Everybody's going to move up 90 feet. Dalton with his first hit of the game, back-to-back two-out singles. It runs at first and second, Fort Will Brown. So four hits and already, and that's the total the Flyboys had last night, Grant nine-inning game, but they had a hit in the top of the fourth inning by Canaday and then recorded another base runner for the rest of the game. Already have had four hits today. His first pitch to Brown is there for a strike, 0-1. Ten batters have already reached safely today for the Flyboys. The 0-1 from Kelleher. That one misses low in the dirt. 1-1. Kelleher from the University of Virginia's College at Wise. The South Atlantic Conference. Went 23 2/3 innings pitched. Going to have 36 hits, 28 runs, 27 of them earned with the Cavaliers this year. That one's another foul by Brown all the way to the bullpen of Bristol. And Keller's a strike away from getting out of this jam and keeping it a 5-1 game. Lead. For the Flyboys, runners at first and second, bottom of the second, two away. Top of the second, two away. Here's the pitch. Brown hits out on the third. It goes off the third baseman's glove, and everybody's going to be safe. Spears Jr. could not handle that one. That one probably should be ruled an error. That was a line shot on the ground. It kind of skidded across. We'll see, and yes, that'll be ruled an error. Brown reaches on the first error of the contest. That's the first error the State Liners have had against the Flyboys, and the bases are loaded again for the third time today. And Alex Diaz at the bat. Big swing and a miss on a nice breaking pitch. It's 0-1. Diaz drew a walk and got the third, but was stuck there. He was stuck there as Brown and Jurak came and scored on the Avery Collins 2-RBI single. The 0-1. That one almost hits Diaz, and it's 1-1. It was Medina's last batter that he faced. And Medina only goes to 2/3 of an inning, giving up 5 runs and 5 walks. That one's in the dirt, blocked by Kennedy, and it's now 2-1. I saw a pass ball. That scored 1. Back in the first, Diaz will take some time and step out. Now steps back to the box. This team already up 5-1. In the top of the second, bases loaded, 2 outs for Diaz. The 2-1 pitch. I was in there for a strike, and now deuces are wild, and Kelleher can get out of the jam with his first strikeout of the contest. The 2-1 pitch, the 2-2 pitch coming to Diaz. Diaz fouls that one off his foot and stays alive here. Top of the second. Diaz got some powers, hit some home runs this year for Cloud County, 6 home runs. Of course, you just need 1 to the outfield and you can score probably at least 2. Flyboys and extend this lead, 2-2. Diaz hits that one, going to hang in the air, diving for it, and it will drop in front of center field. 1 run is in. The throw to the plate's cut off. 2 runs in. That's a 2-RBI single for Alex Diaz, and it is now 7-1. Dalton and Jurak come around to score. Brown goes to second. It's a 7-1 lead. 5 hits given up by Kelleher. Diaz comes through. That's his first RBI of the season, second hit of the season. And here comes Avery Collins. He's 1-for-1 with a 2-RBI single his last time up. That was his first at-bat of the season. The former Greenville High School Green Devil coming through clutch for the Flyboys. Pitch, that one's high, 1-0. And this is the offense you wanted to see if you were Coach Jermaine Curtis. Set is Collins. The 1-0. That one's outside. Can't frame it because Ken Kennedy. And it's now 2-0. Collins' father, Aiden Collins, will be the pitching coach for the Flyboys. He will start coming up in the next few days. Did travel, but is watching the stands today. 2-0. That one's going to hit Collins. And now the bases are juiced again as Keller is the second batter he's faced today. Second batter he's hit today. That's the third hit batter of the contest already. Here comes Will Taylor back again, already up for the third time today, and it's the bottom of the second inning. Top of the second inning, excuse me. He has reached safely both times on a walk and then was hit by a pitch. He's come around to score and also stolen a base. First pitch from Keller, nice pitch, finds the corner, and it's 0-1. 7-1 lead for the Fly Boys in the top of the second inning. Already, bases are loaded for the fourth time today. The 0-1 pitch, that one misses, and it's 1-1. Already two more arms, one arm warming up, throwing for the State Liners. Two arms are stretching for the State Liners in the bullpen. So it's already been that kind of start for Bristol. The 1-1. That one just misses low, and it's 2-1. They're looking to reach base safely for the third time already today. And a walk would bring in a run or a hit by pitch. 2-1. Goff's that one. It's fouled off his foot, and Weststone can't make the play at third. It's 2-2. Seven to one. Remember, this is only a seven-inning game, so State Liners, they want to come back in this one, or going to have to get on their horse and play some defense. These later innings, only five innings remain already. 2-2. Taylor hits that one up the middle. It's not cut off in time. One run's going to score. Another runner's coming around third. They will score in time. This Diaz, and it's a 9-1 lead. Will Taylor gets his first two RBIs of the season. And the Fly Boys have exploded for a 9-1 lead here in the top of the second inning.
Second baseman number two, Brock Daniels.
Already six hits in the game after having just four last night. The Fly Boys, and nine runs, that already ties the most they've had in a game this year. They scored nine against the Kingsport Axemen. That's a six hit given up by Kelleher as well. And here comes Brock Daniels up to bat. He's still looking to get going. He is 0-for-2 today. Pardon me, he is 0-for-1 today. He drew a walk and came around to score in the first and ground out the second to end the first inning. And Fly Boys have a chance to bat around for the second straight inning if Daniels can get on base as Ankeny sits on deck. The 1-0, way outside. Kennedy grabs that one. It's 2-0. Ankeny reached on a single to start this inning. All these runs have come with two outs. After Saylor hit into a 4-6-3 double play. The 9-1, the pitch. 9-1 lead, 2-0 pitch, and now it's 2-1 as it finds the corner of the strike zone. That was pitch number 35 for Kelleher, strike number 19 thrown. Already six hits for the Fly Boys after recording just four last night. The 2-1. That one's hit to the outfield running over, and it will drop in front of the center fielder running around third. The throw to the plate will be not in time as Collins is safe. And everybody's safe at second and third. Collins slides in there. It's a 10-1 lead after the RBI single by Brock Daniels.
Now batting for Greenville, the first baseman, number 35, Bo Ankeny.
So back-to-back five-run innings, and the Fly Boys are going to bat around for the second straight inning. It's already a 10-1 lead. This is the kind of offense you expected from this team this year. Looking at the roster made by Coach Jermaine Curtis and the Fly Boys staff. And we'll see if that's it for Kelleher, if it is. And it will be. He goes one inning, gives up seven hits, five runs. Four of those were earned. and hits two batters, and we're already going to see the third pitcher of the game, and you can't close the book on Kelleher with a player of runners on base. So we'll talk about the new state liner arm. We return. Flyboys up 10-1 here in the top of the second inning. Have more action for you in return on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage, made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Ten-one lead early for the Flyboys here. The top of the second inning is already the state liners going to their third pitcher of the contest in this one. Can't close the book on Ankeny yet as Will Hunt steps in to pitch for the state liners. Hunt, right-hander from Radford, Jane Lou, West Virginia native. He was warming up in the bullpen last night but did not come in the contest. He's started four games, struck out 18 batters of 22 first innings pitched against for the Highlanders this season, including back-to-back scoreless starts against Gardner-Webb and High Point, pitching four innings in both of those games. Finished with 9.58 ERA for the Highlanders this year and has runners at second and third, two outs, and Ankeny up to bat. And Ankeny's going to hit the first pitch foul on a line that almost nails somebody in the state liners' bullpen. Ankeny had a hit, a single, but was caught on a 4-6-3 double play. So all of these runs have come with two outs in the inning. On six hits in this inning. The 0-1, Ankeny shifts that one. He was trying to do a check swing, and he knows that he just missed that one. He shouldn't have swung at that one. That was a ball inside, but goes off the end of his bat, and it's now 0-2. Hunt looking to get out of the jam and help Kelleher out a bit. Kelleher still responsible for these two runs on base. The 0-2, Ankeny fouls that one off his foot. It'll stay 0-2. He will step in. He swung at all three pitches he has seen so far this at-bat. He does have a home run this year. If he can pull one to the left, which is just 330, that would be another one. He reaches for that one. It's going to hang in the air. The shortstop, Garcia, is going to stand underneath it and will make the catch. And two are left stranded, but not before the Flyboys explode and bat around for the second straight inning, recording five more runs off of six hits and swell the bulge to 10-1. We return. We will see if the liners can answer in this seven-inning contest. It's seven-inning Sunday in the Appy League. And this is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
A 10-1 lead for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the second inning. And fans, tomorrow is opening night at Pioneer Park. And when you come to the ballpark, you need to stop by the concession stand to get yourself a nice, juicy Elm Hill hot dog. Elm Hill is the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys, so grab one tomorrow at Pioneer Park for opening day. Right now, 10-1 lead as Matthew Duff has plenty insurance. So he will face Jeremy Garcia for the first time today. And throws a first pitch strike. Garcia went 2-for-4 yesterday with a run scored and an RBI, but also struck out yesterday with the State Liners. He's batting 500 on the young season. 0-1, swing and a miss. Duff gets him to chase on a nice moving pitch. And it is 0-2. Already some action in the Flyboys bullpen. You got to wonder how long Duff will go in there. Again, with this lead, there's a little bit of a leash here for Coach Curtis and his staff. Collins will square up behind the plate and get set. That one's in the dirt, blocked by Collins, and they're going to see if Garcia held up. He does, and so it remains 1-2. Most runs scored this season already for the Flyboys. They've done it in just two innings against the State Liners, up 10-1. The 1-2 in the dirt, and now it's 2-2. So I'm starting the set here in Bristol, Virginia. 2-2 pitch. In the dirt, 3-2. Garcia holds off. So after back-to-back strikes, Delph in danger of issuing his second straight leadoff walk. Of course, Cruz came around to score after stealing two bases. Payoff pitch in the dirt. Collins can't find it, but it doesn't matter as Garcia will take a stroll over to first base and back-to-back leadoff walks issued by Delph in this one. Here comes Sean Smith Jr. up to bat for State Liners. He's batting 286 this season. He batted up at Princeton earlier this year. Did not play last night against the Flyboys. Pitch, that one misses low and inside, and it's 1-0. So Junior steps in, runner over at first is Garcia. He's going to take off. That's a strike. Collins going to throw. He hesitated a bit on the jump, and Brock Daniels had to go offline to catch it, so that's already the third stolen base for the State Liners. They had four last night in nine innings and 3-2. 1-1 count, though, coming to Sean Smith. Here's the pitch from Delph. That one's in the dirt, and it's 2-1. Kyoto warming up in the bullpen for the Flyboys. It's Delph in there. He's issued two walks. He's already given up one hit and one run. This time's called by Sean Smith Jr. Seven-inning game and already reaching about an hour played. Yesterday's game was 2 hours and 10 minutes, and that was a full nine-inning game. 2-1. Smith hits off the edge of his bat. It's going to get down in no man's land from the right fielder. Throw over to home is not going to be cut off by Diaz, and that's a run scored. Saylor couldn't get there in time. That was a little nubber that went toward the corner, and that scores a run, and the State Liners are crawling back into this one thanks to Sean Smith Jr.'s RBI double, I believe, will they roll that one. So it's 10-2 with nobody out for Carson Kennedy. There's a runner at second base already. That one's going to get skied high to center field. Dalton's going to run up, make the catch, and Dalton will throw over to Diaz, but no tag. And there's quickly, and there's one away. After one run already scored, and here comes Luke Francisco. Just two hits today, but they've been two RBIs for the State Liners so far in this one. Down 10-2 in the bottom of the second with Francisco at the bat. First pitch almost broke back in, but was low, and it's 1-0. Francisco playing at Carson Newman University. Did not play for the Eagles this year under Tom Griffin, but that JV squad that plays several games over in Jefferson City. Francisco's going to hit that one to short. Diaz will pick it up for over the first in time. There's two away, but a productive out as that moves Smith Jr. over to third, and we'll see the top of the order for just a second time today for the State Liners as Kyron Cruz will step in. He drew a walk, stole two bases, and then came around to score. He has been fantastic in this series. Allen's in the dirt, misses low, blocked by Collins. It's 1-2. The 1-0 pitch from Delph. Allen gets high in the strike zone, finds the corner. It's 1-1. Delph still looking for his first strikeout of the game. Has a 10-2 cushion here in the bottom of the second. Again, this is just a 7-inning game. That pitch finds the edge of the strike zone. That's a good frame job by Collins, and it's 1-2. That one may have been just outside, but Collins is able to get the call. So the 1-2 coming with a runner at third base. Already run scored in this inning. 10-2 lead for the Flyboys. The 1-2. Swing on this, strike three. Delph, his first strikeout of the game, but the State Liners cut back into the lead and still trail, however, 10-2 after two innings of play. We head to top of the third. Flyboys looking to add on and explode for some more offense. Can they bat around for the third straight inning as they get set here in Bristol? You score Greenville 10, Bristol 2 on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad texts.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Into lead already for the Flyboys here in the top of the third inning. As Hunt's out there for thing of work. And Kian Saylor up the bat, and Saylor, only player that has not reached base today for the Flyboys. He's 0 for 2 with strikeout and ground out into a double play his last time up. And he takes a big swing at the first pitch, 0-1. Saylor looking to get going here. You heard him on the pregame show if you tuned in to listen to him and talk about him getting onto the Fordham roster this year as he nubs that one over to second base, picked up by the second baseman Francisco for the first time. And Saylor's unfortunately now 0-for-3 in this game. That's the first leadoff batter for the Flyboys to be set down as starting inning. Saylor's still the only batter out to reach safely as Tom Jurak comes up. He is 1-for-1, pair of runs scored, drew a walk, and has a single today. So look at the first pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Five runs in back-to-back innings, and Flyboys bat around in both of those innings. Take this lead. That one's outside, 0-2. Those five runs in the second, 1-1. Those five runs in the second came with two outs. The 1-1 and the dirt blocked by Kennedy, and it's 2-1. The 2-1 pitch coming now from Hunt. That one's chopped over the third, picked up by Spears Jr. for the first in time, and there's two outs. That's what you saw from the State Liners last night as they shut down 16 straight batters to end the game in a 3-0 win. They have shut down three in a row now. Looking for their fourth in a row with Shamar Dalton. Dalton, 1-for-2, a single, came around the score. Back in the second inning. By Hunt's in there for a strike, 0-1. Medina had two strikeouts, but again, the five balls just killed him. Five walks just killed him and gave this big lead. Dalton, big swing of that one. It's 0-2, and State Liners have a chance to get out of this inning unscathed for the first time today. A 0-2. Dalton fouls that one off behind us in the berm, behind the terrace. Big group over there at the Beer Garden Terrace. Enjoy a nice, cool beverage. It's been a warm day up here in Bristol. The 0-2. Hounds well outside. Dalton holds off. 1-2. Good crowds both nights for Bristol here. Those are their first two home games of the season. Flyboys open up at home tomorrow night against Danville. If you can join us there at Pioneer Park. Dalton nubs that one off the end of the bat. It's going to hang high into the air and will be caught by Sean Smith Jr. So for the first time today, it's a 1-2-3 inning. Flyboys are held off the board. Following the third, State Liners looking to cut back into this lead. But the Flyboys are up 10-2. Return with more action for you on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sent to lead for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the third inning as they are held to scoreboard first time today. Fans, Wicked Wee is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, Wicked Wee has been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at your local retailer. You can pick some of that up tomorrow for opening day at 7 o'clock. It's Danville Otterbot. It's going to be a fun day at Pioneer Park, but Greenville can take care of business here in Bristol up 10-2 and earn their first win of the season. Stepping in, Eric Arado for the State Lions. That pitch from Delph is high, 1-0. Arado, 0-1, with a fly out to left. Another sliding catch made by Jurak. Back, that's two times sliding catches have been made by the left fielders for the Flyboys. Take away a hit from Arado as that pitch just finds a strike zone from Delph. It's 1-1. Delph out there for a third inning of work here after some arms were warming up in the bullpen. That one's fouled off by the terrace on a line shot. And it's 1-2. A fan made a nice catch behind us on the hill. Some fans are selling the berms there here at Bristol's Boyce Cox Field. Home of the Virginia High School Bearcats. The football stadium is to the right of us behind the first baseline. The 1-2 pitch. That one's hit off the end of the bat again. Foul. A little bit more straightened out, but it goes way back into a back parking lot near an empty lot with a building in it. There's another softball or a little league baseball type field behind the scoreboard here. Boyce Cox Field. Saw some kids warming up earlier. The 1-2. That one's nub, and that one just goes foul. Just missed, so bringing it back close to the ballpark, and in play is Arado, but three straight foul balls for Arado now, and still 1-2. Stealth gets set. It's the call from Collins. Oh, 1-2. That one's hit right to Daniels, and it gets right by him. That ball went right by Daniels. Don't know if it went off his glove or if he just missed it to the right. Have to see what that's ruled. It may be ruled an error. And it is going to be ruled an error on Daniels. So that ball just hit his glove. And well, that's the good news after committing five errors on the second game of the day. They committed none last night, did the Flyboys. But there's their first and their eighth of the season. That's the third straight leadoff batter to reach for the State Liners. So despite being down 10-2, they have been able to get some offense going, and that brings up a very dangerous hitter, Jack Tomlinson, who has an RBI single today. Only two hits for the State Liners today. They have both been RBI hits, an RBI single by Tomlinson, an RBI double by Sean Smith Jr. That one's in the dirt. Collins able to find it. Actually, I'm going to say that ball hits Tomlinson. So now there's two on with nobody out for the State Liners looking to crawl back into this one. Down 10-2, Ryan Gilmore up the bat. Or popped out to Delph his last time up. Runs at first and second. So that pitch finds a strike zone and it is now 0-1. The 0-1 pitch coming from Delph. The time's going to get called by Collins. Collins has to reset his mask. And this is Collins' first game. Showed up today to play, and Collins is 1-for-1 with two RBI single. Also got hit by a pitch. The 0-1. That one's going to get nubbed at the middle. Daniels makes that play. No, he can't. It gets underneath his glove. Runner's going to come around third. The throw to the plate is not in time. Sliding underneath the tag is Arado. And it is 10-3 now. So every single hit has brought in a run for the State Liners. So three hits, they have been RBIs for the State Liners as Will Spears Jr. steps up, 0 for 1 with a ground out the short his last time up. So 10-3 now the score here in Bristol. That one's going to get skied in the air. Dalton's going to run back, going to keep running, has to find it in the shade, does find it. Tagging up at second is Tomlinson. He'll run the third, standing up safely. Tagging up at first is Gilmore, further to the second, and not in time. Slides underneath the tag. A double tag up there. Dunford, the third, the throw from third to second was not in time, and with just one out, both runners move up. Successful sacrifice by Spears Jr. And there's only one away. With Jeremy Garcia has a chance, if he can poke one to the outfield, can score a pair of runs, and that would cut the lead in half. And 3 our score. Pitch to Garcia's in there for a strike. 0-1. Garcia drew a walk, stole a base, and then come around to score his last time up. Runners at second and third with one away. Only 3 hits today for the State Liners. All of them have scored runs. That one's doubled in the bat right to Diaz. He catches it, makes the hopping catch, and gets the out. And that takes away the sacrifice. Good job by Diaz to jump up and could have had a double play, but Daniels is not covering second. Here comes Sean Smith Jr. to bat. An RBI double his last time up. He's batting .375 on the season already. Had a great start. Two outs, runs at second, third. Big swing by Smith. And it's 0-1. Our score and what's been a fun game of offense here in Bristol, Tennessee. Final game of this two-game series. The 0-1, Smith, they're going to see if he held up. And they'll say go around, does Matthew Metcalf, and it's 0-2. That was a ball in the dirt, and Smith may have just went around. So 0-2, two outs, and Delph can get a strikeout and get out of this inning without giving up any more runs and keep the lead to 7-run lead. The 0-2 pitch. In the strike zone, gets the edge, does Delph, and they keep the Liners at bay, but Bristol crawling back. It's now a 7-run game. We're already halfway through this one. Your score, Greenville 10, Bristol 3. We head to the top of the fourth inning of this. It's the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
We're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
.10-3 our score. Fly Boys lead it in this one, and Bristol a touchdown, an extra point away from tying this one up in the top of the fourth inning. And fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. That's why the McRae Real Estate Group is here to help. A team of experienced agents will guide you every step of the real estate transaction. They take care of every detail, so there's no need to stress. Why would you ever take a chance? Call the McRae Real Estate Group at 423-704-9866 or visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. You can also find the McCray Real Estate Group on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. On the Flyboy Broadcasting Network, as four straight batters have been retired, a 1-2-3 inning, the only 1-2-3 inning in the top of the third for the Flyboys. But William Brown at the bat, he's reached safely twice today. It's 0-for-1 with two runs scored and RBI. That first pitch from Hunt's in there for a strike. All right, that's the second pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. Brown's going to nub that one over the third, and that one's bobbled and can't be made as the play by Spears Jr. Throw goes all the way down to home. And Kennedy has to pick it up, and that's the second error of the game by Spears Jr. Two base error brings Brown all the way to second. And Diaz has a chance to bring him home and make this an 11-3 game if he can hit one to the outfield. That two RBI single his last time up. 1-for-1 today. Reached on a walk back in the first inning as he hits that one foul just over the screen and gets out of play. Going right over the head of our athletic trainer, Maria Mueller, but she looks fine. Can't have the athletic trainer go down. I wonder who does the training for the athletic trainer. The 0-1 pitch to Diaz. Diaz fouls another one off back behind them, and it's now quickly 0-2. Collins is on deck. Collins has been 1-for-1 with a 2-RBI single in his first at-bat of the entire season. Only Flyboy that has not recorded a hit or has reached base safely tonight is Kian Saylor. He's 0-for-3. That pitch just misses low. Kennedy can't get the frame, and that's 1-2. Got another state liner warming up for Will Hunt. Hunt, this will be pitch number 22. Diaz hits that one off the edge of his bat over the shortstop. It goes underneath the shortstop's glove. Went right under Garcia's glove. Brown's going to move up 90 feet. And that's going to be another error, back-to-back errors by the state liners. And there are runners at first and third, so it should be two outs. But both of these runners just able to get on. And with the speed of Diaz and Brown, you cannot make any mistakes. And now, here comes Avery Collins. Again, added to the roster today, was thrown out there in duty and has been great at the plate. 1-for-1 with 2-RBI single. He's also reached on a hit by pitch and has a chance to get another RBI here. That ball is high, 1-0. Collins, the former Greenville Green Devil, his dad, is going to be the pitching coach for Flyboys, and in the near future, still getting ready there. 1-0, that one misses way outside. Kennedy does make a grab, and it's 2-0. We saw Ankeny score on a pass ball earlier in this one. All right, back-to-back innings where the Flyboys scored 5 runs. The State Lions have scored a run in 3 straight innings, but that's all they've been able to score. The 2-0. Allen's in the dirt, 3-0, and Collins a chance to reach base safely for the third time tonight. Collins will reset and will step in, looking to extend the lead. Over the first, the check on Diaz. He's back in time safely. Then Hunt will do this again. It was a pitcher warming up for the liners. Now two are stretching. So we'll see what happens here. As that one just misses the strike zone. And that's 3 straight batters have reached safely for the Flyboys. And back to the top of the order for the fourth time tonight. And Will Taylor up the bat. And Taylor One for one with two RBIs. Two RBI single back in the second. So the Clemson Tigers starting to get going here. He's reached safely three times in this game. It looks like the first pitch strike. It's 0-1. A walk came around the score after stealing a base and then had the and then was also hit by a pitch in the first inning. Of course, the RBI, two RBI single. 182 average now for Taylor. That one gets just the bottom edge of the strike zone. Taylor doesn't like the call, but it just found the strike zone. It's 0-2. So Hunt's looking to get his first strikeout of the night and get the first out of the inning with the bases loaded for the Flyboys. Should be two outs because of two errors, though. State liners, and Taylor will call time to reset here. Bases full of boys with Taylor up to bat. 1-0-2 count coming, and nobody out for the Flyboys. Top of the fourth, 10-3 lead. Taylor's going to hit that one sky high in the air to left field. Running over making the catch is Smith. And looking to tag up was Brown, but a great throw by Smith gets to the plate, and that saves a run. That's a great throw by Smith. That was hit kind of in a shallow left as well, so you had to think it would have been a bank close play, or it would have been tough for Brown. He had to get on his horse, but he did not and rightfully held up, and there's only just one away for Brock Daniels. One for two for Daniels, an RBI single. His last time up, also Drew Walk came around to score. Daniels going to hit this one off the end of his bat. He's going to hang up in the air, kind of hanging. Garcia makes the catch, but he falls down making the catch, and Brown's able to tag up. Or pardon me, that was Sean Smith Jr. He made the catch. That's a heck of a catch, but he fell down. No one's covering third, so he couldn't throw anybody at third, and the sacrifice works for Brock Daniels. And it's 11-3. Sack fly that also moves Diaz over the third for Bo Ankeny stepping up to bat. Ankeny 1-for-2, drew a walk. Was also caught on a 4-6-3 double play. Runners at the corners, two outs, now an 11-3 lead. Ball is well outside, and it's 1-0. Ankeny does have a home run this season. Bank 286 now for the Flyboys. Through four games. The 1-0. Allen gets in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Flyboys have seven hits. And 11 runs is the most runs they've scored this season. But, of course, back-to-back errors by the State Liners. This inning should be well over. Instead, one run comes across. Ankeny holds up on that one, and that's a ball, 2-1. So only run given up by Hunt was unearned, of course, due to the error. He hasn't been a bad on the mound for State Liners tonight. Ankeny hits that one, gets through the hole at third. One run will score. That's another RBI single. That's an RBI single for Ankeny, his second single of the game, and it's now 12-3. Well, whatever Wes Stone and Jermaine Curtis talked about in the cages has worked. It's 12-3 with eight hits, doubling their hits from last night. There's Kean Saylor. He's the only Flyboy without a hit tonight, 0-3. He'll hit the first pitch sky high to the outfield, and running over and making the catch is center fielder Kyron Cruz, but not before the Flyboys extend the lead back to nine runs and take a 12-3 lead heading to the bottom of the fourth inning. So the State Liners can score for the fourth straight inning and cut back into the Flyboy lead in return. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Nick Kyoto will make his first appearance for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the fourth inning with his team up 12-3 on the Bristol State Liners. So close the book on Delph. Delph goes three innings, goes up three hits, three runs. They were all earned, two walks, and a pair of strikeouts. So Kyoto, what do you need to know about Kyoto? Well, Kyoto is from Norristown, Pennsylvania, RCSJ Cumberland, the same school, played by Jack Liberio Jr. Had a 3-0 record in 25 innings pitched, a 2.52 ERA. He had 27 hits, 15 runs, only 7 were earned. You've seen that a lot with these Flyboy pitchers, only not a whole lot of earned runs left. The defense didn't really help him out much this season for some of these Flyboy pitchers. 26 strikeouts to just 10 walks. Has had a game where he went 6 innings, allowing 6 hits, 1 run, a walk, and 5 strikeouts against Ocean County College back on April 15th. His first appearance in Appy League play, and comes in, has a cushion, 12-3, but the State Liners have scored a run in every single inning so far today. But the good news with Flyboys, it's only been 1 run in every single inning today. As Carson Kennedy will step in. 0-for-1, a flyout. Center field is last time up. First pitch from Kyoto is just gets in there for a strike, 0-1. I mean, a good frame job by Collins there as he had to reach up a little bit for that one. 12-3 lead for the Flyboys here in Bristol. Looking for their first win of the season is Greenfield. Kyoto throws that one. That was nubbed over to Diaz. Diaz able to pick it up, throws the first in time, and there's quickly one away, and that's the first time today the leadoff batter for the State Liners has not reached base safely.
Next up, number 64, the second baseman.
Here comes Luke Francisco, the Carson Newman Eagle, is 0-for-1 today. Will ground out to short. And nice play to. Yeah, a double play earlier on the defensive side. That ball's in the dirt, blocked by Collins, 1-0. State Liners have scored in every single inning. But again, the two errors the last inning, the two runs, both were unearned. It's now 12-3. That's a 2-0 count now. Ball pitch high from Kyoto. Seven-inning game here as we're just about halfway through this one. So that one's high now, 3-0. Final score, Elizabethan walks off Danville 2-1. Kingsport looking to go to 4-0 up on Bluefield, 1-0 in top of the sixth. Burlington also looking to go 4-0. They're up 6-3 on Princeton in top of the sixth as that's a four-pitch walk issued by Kyoto, and Francisco is able to reach.
Next up for Bristol, the center fielder, number 2, Kyron Cruz.
Cruz? Kyron Cruz now will step in. Back to the top of the order. He is 0-for-1 today, but drew a walk and came in to score. Also has two stolen bases, but struck out his last time up. One of two strikeouts by Matthew Delph. That was way outside. That's a ball. Oh, that's five straight balls now thrown by Nick Kyoto. And Collins is going to come out and talk to his pitcher. See if he's okay. Johnson and Pulaski are also playing right now. In Johnson City, Tennessee. Pulaski knocked off Johnson City last night 9-5. That was Pulaski's first win. The only teams that don't have wins in the Appy League are Bluefield, Greenville, and Johnson City. Three teams sitting at 0-3. That one gets in there for a strike despite being dropped by Collins, and it's 1-1. Danville was all undefeated before that game against Elizabethton, but they lost. They're 3-1. That was Elizabethton's third win of the year, splitting that series with the Otterbots, who will come to Pioneer Park tomorrow for opening day. That one's skied high into the air. Ankeny's going to call everyone off, makes the catch, and there are two away. Now Eric Arado will step in. 0 for 2 today. He reached on an error back in the third inning, came around to score. That's a diving catch by Jurak. That's two diving catches made against Arado. And this one is Arado. Chops that one foul off of Collins. It's now 0-1. 12-3 fly boy lead, looking for that first win of the season in their fourth try of the year. Getting some offense going after only four hits yesterday. That saw 16 straight batters retired. That one's high from Kyoto, and it's 1-1. Five boys will come home for two more games after this against the Danville Otterbots, while Bristol will go on the road to Burlington, make a long trip to North Carolina. Prepare games. The 1-1. That one's high, 2-1. Kyoto struggling to find a strike zone a little bit. 12 pitches, only 5 strikes. One of those was a foul tip, so only 4. Really, quote unquote, true strikes. 2-1. It's high as well, 3-1. Kyoto in danger of issuing his second walk of the inning. South Francisco stands on first base. Dorado steps in. The 3-1 count coming, two outs. That one's right down the middle, and its count runs full. This would be the first inning without a run scored for Bristol if Kyoto gets the strikeout or gets the out here. It's all three hits by the State Liners have been for RBIs. That one's fouled off behind the third base side. Goes on top of a building and bounces off. Francisco was running on the pitch. Yeah, I think he will be running as well on this one. Looking to get to second. Make life difficult for Kyoto. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt. He's tagged out. Kyoto gets the big time strikeout. And for the first time today, the State Liners are held off the scoreboard in an inning. We've played four. Three innings left in this one. Flyboys up 12-3. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
New pitcher for the State Liners is Zachary Radigan, the right-hander out of Colorado Northwest Community College. 2-1 record, 10-2 innings pitched. 15 hits, 9 runs, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, and a 7.59 ERA. While with the Spartans, as stepping in is Tom Jurak. First pitch from Radigan is way off in the dirt, and that is 1-0. Jurak today, 1-for-2 is how I miss this. Ball 2-0. Jurak 1-for-2 with a pair of runs scored and a hit and RBI. 2-0. Big swing and a miss. Nice breaking pitch by Radigan. It's 2-1. Hit for Hunt, 2 1/3 inning. Gave him only one hit, but 2 runs. None of those were earned. That's a nice pitch that finds the corner, 2-2 from Radigan. So Hunt gives up just 2 runs, but they were not earned. Back-to-back errors in the fourth. Jurak fouls that one off. It goes off the catcher, Kennedy. It's 2-2. Radigan has a 4.50 ERA. Entering this contest. Two pitch coming from Radigan to Jurak. 12-3 lead for the Flyboys in top of the fifth inning. Big swing and a miss. Nice movement by Radigan. That's his first strikeout of the game. And that's the first out of the inning. Here comes Shamar Dalton. 1-for-3 today. Flew out to left his last time up. Does have a single and a run scored. That first pitch by Radigan gets in there for strike zone, 0-1. So State Liners bullpen, they found something here with Radigan. More control for him. The 0-1. It's outside, 1-1. Dalton does have a strikeout earlier today as well. The 1-1. Dalton hits that one off the end of the bat. It's going to hang in the air and be caught by the center fielder, Cruz. And there's two away. Already in top of the fifth inning.
Next up for Greenville, number 23, third baseman, William Brown.
That brings up Will Brown with two outs, and Brown reached on an error, part of those back-to-back errors in the fourth inning, came around to score. This game probably should still be 10-3. What's for those two errors? I was in there for a strike, 0-1. Radigan has thrown 10 pitches, 6 strikes already. Phenomenal out of the pen, 7 strikes, excuse me. That one's hit. Same spot, center field, and it takes just 11 pitches for Radigan to get out of the fifth inning, sitting down the Flyboys in order 1-2-3. Still 12-3 our score. Heads in the bottom of the fifth inning as the State Liners look to get back into this one. We'll have more action for you when we return here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Don't you wish your wife came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad texts.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Kingsport Axemen are going to move to 4-0 on the season. They knock off Bluefield Ridge Runners 4-0. Ridge Runners drop to 0-4, and a team looking to avoid that is the Greenville Flyboys. They're in a good spot right now. Up 12-3 in the bottom of the fifth of this seven-inning game, so just nine outs left for the State Liners to get nine runs at least. And remember, for the extra innings, they will be the batting team. They've already won one extra inning game up at Princeton, won 7-7, playing some defense. Here comes Jack Tomlinson as he hits the first pitch, skies it in the air. That ball's going to hang up, but will be caught by Jurak on the run. There's one away. That thing hung in the air. Jurek had to get all the way to a sign in the outfield. That's about 380 feet, but just warning track power for Tomlinson there. And there's one away after one pitch on the flyout. Brian Gilmore up to bat at RBI single his last time up. All three hits today for the State Liners have brought in runs.
Number six, Daniel Hicks.
Pardon me, that may be a pinch hitter. And it is, that's a pinch hitter, pardon me, for the Flyboys. That's number six, Daniel Hicks. Hicks, native of Bristol, Tennessee, hits that one, gets through the hole. He is one for one today. So Hicks gets something going here. Little one-out single. That's the first hit that hasn't resulted in a run for the State Liners, but at this point, you'll just take what you can get if you're Bristol. And Will Spears Jr. steps up to the bag. 0 for 2 today with a fly out to center his last time up. So Hicks gets the hit. That goes in there for a strike, 0-1 Hicks. Balls, 0-1-1. And Hicks from plays at Rhodes College over in Memphis, and they have a Bristol, Tennessee, so playing back technically in his hometown this summer. Big swing and a miss, and it's now 1-2 to Spears Jr. in Kyoto, a chance to get his second strikeout of the contest. So Hicks at first. Here's the pitch. That one's low in the strike zone. Called strike three. That one must have just painted the corner. And that's the second strikeout of the game by Kyoto. Great placement there. And that's two away for Jeremy Garcia. Garcia 0 for 1 with a stolen base and came around to score. Flew out to Alex Diaz last time as he fouls that one behind us at the Beer Garden Terrace. Actually went off a light and rolls back into the stands. Nice play by Diaz to make the jumping catch to steal a hit from Garcia. The 0-1. That one's dubbed. It goes right up to Diaz. He makes about two steps back, and for the second straight inning, the State Liners are kept off the scoreboard. We played five. Two innings left in this one on seven-inning Sunday in the Appy League. Your score, Flyboys 12, State Liners 3. We'll have more action for you when we return. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth inning, Flyboys up 12-3 here in Bristol, Tennessee. Glad to have you listening to the Flyboys Broadcasting Network. Seven-inning game for the Flyboys and State Liners close out this two-game series as that first pitch by Diaz hit off the end of the bat. That's going to hang in the outfield. That's going to keep going off the wall. Diaz going to try for two. He's at second base standing with a lead. He's now caught in the middle. Going to run back up to second. Now he's back there standing with a leadoff double start the sixth inning. Diaz took a long turn and looked at gun the third, but ran right back. You saw Will Taylor get gunned out last night on a similar play as Cruz gunned it in plenty of time. Cruz got cannon for an arm there in center field. So here's Avery Collins up the bat. That first pitch. This is for a ball 1-0. Collins has reached base safely all three times today. And in his first game as a Flyboy, he showed up today and was called in to play catcher, and he has done a phenomenal job for the Flyboys. He is over at second, nobody out. The 1-0, we'll see if Collins held up, and he say he does. Appeal to the second field umpire, it's 2-0. Collins is 1-for-1 with a 2-RBI single, or he's on a hit-by-pitch and drew a walk as well. The 2-0. Collins hits that one to the outfield. That's going to get down. That's his second hit of the game. Diaz is going to hold up at third. And that's his second hit of the day for Collins. Moves Diaz over all the way to third base. And there are runners at the corners with nobody out. Here in the top of the sixth inning and back to the top of the order again. Fifth time today for Will Taylor to come up the bat. That's the tenth hit of the game for the Flyboys. You love to see the double-digit hits if you're Coach Jermaine Kirsten and Wes Stone. Just four hits for the State Liners, but they have three runs. That first pitch, Taylor's low in the dirt, 1-0. Sun is starting to go down behind the trees with the lights on in the stadium here at Boyce Cox Field, but right field and most of the middle infield still in a glow of sunlight here in Bristol, Virginia. The 1-0. That pitch is in there for a strike. 1-1. Left fielder standing in the shade. So is the center fielder for now. Right fielder. Still in the sun. As Taylor nubs that one sky high towards center field. We'll see if Diaz tags up. The catch is made. Cruz is going to throw it, and like we said, he has a cannon. Gets it right to Hicks, who is moved over to first base. And there's one away in the top of the sixth inning. It was Brock Daniels. He had a sack fly his last time up, and if he can get another, that would make it a 10-run lead for the Fly Boys for the first time today. The pitch, that one slides back to the strike zone, 0-1. Good movement on that pitch by Rattigan. He's done fairly well besides these two hits to start off the sixth inning. Had a strikeout, and most importantly has kept the Fly Boys off the board so far. The 0-1 pitch. That one gets the corner of the strike zone. Daniels not like that call. That may have been a great frame job by Kennedy. And it's now 0-2. So the 0-2 pitch coming from Rattigan, looking to get out of this jam. Runners at the corners and one out here at the top of the six. Daniels fouls that one off right to the terrace, but it gets to the left side there. On the berm, and a play is made by a young fan. Catch by the youngster there here in Bristol. Here comes the 0-2 from Rattigan to Daniels. Way outside, it's now 1-2. Dragon's thrown 22 pitches. 15 of them have been strikes. He's looked good so far on the mound today for the State Liners. No 1-2. Daniels hits that one. It's going to fly to the outfield. It's going to land. That's going to score a run. And it's now a 13-3 lead off the RBI single by Daniels. And that is his third RBI of the game. And makes it a 13-3 lead for the Fly Boys. So Collins now at second. Daniels at first. And here comes a Bo Ankeny. Ankeny 2-for-3 with a run scored and an RBI. Also drew a walk. But also caught in a double play, though, and back in the second inning. That ball gets way between Kennedy's wickets. The ball's going to run all the way to the backstop, and that is a pass ball, the second of the day. Now that takes away the double play ball for State Liners and moves runners to second and third with one out in the top of the sixth. 10-run lead for the Fly Boys in this one. That's a nice curving fish that gets the top of the strike zone, 1-1. 11 hits given up in this one by the State Liners after only giving up 4 last night. The 1-1 to Ankeny. Ankeny reached for that one and fouls off the tip of his bat, and it's 1-2. And I think he broke his bat. He looked at the edge of it like, oh, snap. I've not seen too many broken bats for the Fly Boys this year. I've seen some slung bats and BP and in practice, but I haven't seen anybody break any so far this year, which is always a good sign. The 1-2, Ankeny fouls that one off behind first base side, and we'll all reset. There is an arm warming up in the bullpen for the State Liners. It'll be interesting to see if keep Rattigan in as he's on pitch number 28 now. Has given up the one run. He's given up 3 hits this inning. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Gets Ankeny to reach at a ball low. That's the second strikeout by Rattigan, and there are 2 away in the sixth inning. Here's Kean Saylor. He's the only Fly Boy not to reach safely today. He's 0-3. Ground out the second his last time up. Is looking to get off the schneid, get his first hit of the season. Pitch from Rattigan. That one finds the edge of the strike zone. It's 0-1. There's a big hole up the middle, and again, that's what's been the key for the Fly Boys today. It just hits up the middle, hits right at center field. That's where most of those RBIs have come from. The 0-1. Big swing and a miss on a ball that moved inside of Saylor, and it's 0-2, and it's a chance for Rattigan to get out of this inning, giving up only one run. Problem is, it's a 10-run lead for the Fly Boys. Dragon gets set. 0-2 count coming to Saylor. Two outs, runs at second, third. 13-3 lead for the Fly Boys. Top of the sixth. That one's hit up the middle. Play is made by second baseman. Throw is going to be high over Hicks's head. One run's going to score. And it's now a 14-3 lead. I have to see if that's Charles's error. That would have been a close play anyway, but the throw by Francisco was high. That was a very tough play by Francisco. That's going to be ruled a hit, and rightfully so. So Saylor gets on base safely. Everybody for the Fly Boys has reached base safely today. And runners on the corners, and that's an RBI single for Saylor, and that's his first hit of the season. 14-3 our score. Fly Boys lead it in top of the sixth. Pitch from Radigan to Tom Jurak is in the dirt. 1-0. Jurak struck out his last time up. A 1-0 count coming. 1-0 pitch coming from Radigan. This team down 14-3. That one's low and away, and it's 2-0. Runners at the corners, and if Jurak's got some power, if he can blast one over the wall, he can make this a 2-touchdown game. That one's also low, 3-0, and Radigan in danger of issuing his first walk of the contest after giving up 4 hits this inning. They've been pretty good for the State Liners in this one until the top of the sixth frame. So 2 runs off of 4 hits in this one. Does have a strikeout. 3-0 way outside. Jurak gets walked, and the bases are loaded. That's Jurak's second walk drawn today. Bases are loaded for the fifth time today, and that's probably going to do it for Radigan. You can't close the book on him yet if he is. So far, he's on a 1 2/3 innings. He's given up 4 hits, 2 runs. Both were earned, a walk and 2 strikeouts, and that's going to do it for him, and he's still responsible for all 4 boys, 3 boys on the pond. So we'll take a quick break. We'll tell you about the new arm for the State Liners when we return. Fly Boys up 14-3, looking to close out their first win of the season. We'll see if they can do it here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fans, hot dogs are done with $1.50 while they last. Hot dogs, $1.50 while they last.
New pitcher for the State Liners is Drew Rosinski. The lefty out of Pepperdine University. Out in Malibu, California. If you don't know, Pepperdine University is where the show Zoe 101 was filmed. A little nugget of information here as Fly Boys are up 14-3 in the top of the sixth. Shamar Dalton swings that first pitch from Rodzinski for a strike. Rodzinski playing for Pepperdine Wave out in California. Or pardon me. This is from St. Leo. I was looking at the wrong picture. St. Leo's down in Florida. But you learned something about Pepperdine University that you probably didn't know. This is a St. Leo College, 29 thirds innings pitch, 3-1 record of a save, 35 hits, 15 runs, 9 earned, 2.76 ERA, and is a strike away from getting out of the bases loaded jam in the top of the sixth after Flyboy scored 2 runs here. That one almost hits Dalton. It's caught by Kennedy, and it's 1-2. It's 17 strikeouts through 6 walks playing with the Lions this season. He's from Downs, Illinois, and Tri-Valley High School. 14-3 score, bases loaded. Fly boys look like they're going to lock up their first win of the season, barring any sort of comeback by the State Liners in the last 2 innings. As Dalton hits that one foul into the State Liners' bullpen. 14 runs off of 12 hits for the Fly boys after having just 4 hits the past 2 games. Again, we talked about it. The Fly boys got some work done early today with Wes Stone and Jermaine Curtis getting work in the cages. And they must have listened well, and the advice worked. Exploding here in Bristol. The 1-2, Dalton looks at a strike on the bottom edge, strike 3, and the Fly boys leave the bases loaded, but Greenville has 2 more runs and take an 11-run lead into the bottom of the 6th inning. Can the State Liners, after scoring in the first 3 innings, haven't scored the past 2. Can they answer back? That will be the question for them. As we will stand to, as we listen, take a break now to listen to God Bless America. So 14-3 our score here. We head to the bottom of the 6th inning. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
First batter up for Bristol, left fielder number 32.
Okay, Nelson will go on the bump now for the Fly Boys. It's his first action of the season, Nelson. From Gateway Community College, Castle Pines, Colorado native, as he look at Jeremy Garcia's first pitch, misses for a ball, 1-0. For me, that's Sean Smith Jr. Nelson, 4-3 record of a save this season for Gateway Community College out in Arizona. Our next pitch, and this is high, it's 2-0. 6-5 in the third innings pitch, 4-6 8 ERA, 57 strikeouts to 30 walks, 7.85 Ks per 9 innings this season for the Geckos. The 2-0. That one's ripped foul on a line And if there were stands there, you'd have to be ready to catch that one, but gets out of play, 2-1. Nelson recorded 10 strikeouts against Chandler Gilbert Community College back on February 19th, earning a 9-2 victory. Here's a 2-1 pitch. That one almost hits Smith, and it's now 3-1. Close the book on Kyoto. He goes two innings, gives up a hit, walks one, and strikes out two. And keeps this game 14-3. He kept the State Liners scoreless in the fourth and fifth inning. The 3-1. Allen finds the ball in the strike zone. Smith thought that was ball four. It is not. Just finds the bottom, and now the count runs full. Smith was walking over the first. They have to come right back. Payoff pitch coming from Cade Nelson to Sean Smith Jr. Bottom of the sixth. That one just misses on the outside corner, and that is ball four. And so Nelson starts his appearance with a walk.
Next up for Bristol, the catcher number three, Carson Kennedy.
So Carson Kennedy will step up, the catcher. And the leadoff batter's aboard for the fifth time today. Farming for the fourth time today. But they've only scored three runs. That pitch in there is a strike from Nelson to Kennedy. Have the State Liners. They've had just four hits, but three of those hits were RBIs that brought in runs to score and almost had a hit off the wall for Tomlinson back in the fifth inning, but it's just a long fly out to left. That one's low in the dirt, and it's 1-1. The sun has gone down. No sun on the field. Starting to set behind the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. It's good crowd still here for Bristol despite the lopsided score. 2-13 now, 14-3. Nice breaking pitch. Sneaks in there, 1-2. It's been a beautiful day now. The sun closing down. It's cooled off a bit. The wind blowing out slightly towards center field. From the big American flag out in center. Here at Boyce Cox Field in Bristol, Virginia. Gorgeous night for some Appy League baseball. The 1-2, that one's nubbed. That was a protection swing by Kennedy. And it's 1-2. That one was about to hit him, it looked like. But knocks it off foul. Once again, Greenville's back at home for the first time this season. For Dollar Monday tomorrow, take on the Danville Otterbots, who split a series with the Elizabethan River Riders this weekend. The 1-2. That one's hit over to Diaz. The throw to second. In time for one. Throw the first. In time. That's a 6-4-3 double play. Just how they wrote it up. And there's two away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Second double play turn of the season, and that's the first traditional double play. You saw one last night where Daniels caught a pop-up out in shallow left field, and Ryan Gilmore had run all the way to second, and this guy made eye contact with Daniels, stared him in the eyes, he threw him out first. Pitch from Nelson is down the dirt to Luke Francisco. Francisco drew a walk his last time up. The 1-0 pitch. Francisco nubs that one off his bat, goes flying behind us, and it's 1-1. Fly Boys will have three outs to extend their lead. State Liners will have now four outs to score 11 runs as that pitch goes in there for Nelson, paints the corner 1-2. Francisco down to his final strike of the inning, and Nelson looking for his first strikeout of the season. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Cade Nelson gets his first strikeout. So after the leadoff walk, the double play and a strikeout in the fret. We add to the top of the seventh. Greenville looking to add more runs to their lead and swell the bulge here in Bristol. We played six. Your score. Greenville 14, Bristol 3 here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Team 3, our score here in Bristol, as the Fly Boys are going to close this one out and earn their first win of the season in dominating fashion. Scored 5 runs in the first and second inning and didn't look back. Scored every inning except for the third and the fifth so far. And Will Brown looks to add some more runs on. Make a big-time lead for Fly Boys in this one. Will Brown will step in, and he'll hit the first pitch right through the gap between third and short. First pitch swinging for Brown, and that's the 13th hit of the ballgame for the Fly Boys. Shockingly, that's his first hit of the game. Brown reached on a pair of errors and a hit by pitch today, and gets his first hit. I believe he is with that hit. Yes, with that hit, every single Fly Boy has recorded at least one hit tonight. Here comes Alex Diaz. He'll step out and call time real quick. Get reset. 14 runs, 13 hits, one error for the Fly Boys so far. 3 runs, 4 hits, and 3 errors by the State Liners. His first hit, Radzinski's given up in this one as he throws a ball to Diaz. Diaz had a nice double play. He's 2-for-3 with 3 runs scored today. Also, 2 RBIs and drew a walk. 2 RBI single back in the second inning. The 1-0. Big swing and a miss at that one. It's 1-1. The bottom of the 7th, we got some late action up in Princeton. Princeton and Burlington are tied at 7 apiece. With 2 outs and 2 runners on for the Whistle Pigs is that one by Diaz. Chopped in front of him up to the pitcher. Throw of the first is just in time to get Diaz. That was a heads-up play by Radzinski. And makes the throw over to save the infield single. But regardless, that moves Brown to second with one away for Avery Collins, who has made a heck of a debut for the Fly Boys. 2-for-2 with 2 runs scored, 2 RBI, and drew a walk. He's been perfect today behind the plate. Collins wasn't even on the starting lineup by Coach Jermaine Cutters. That was out 1-0. In the original starting lineup, Josh Cunniff was supposed to start behind the dish. And the former Greenville Green Devil has been phenomenal today in his first action of the season. Low 1-0. Big swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Collins lives just down the road from Tusculum University, so he'll get to play and park in his backyard. Starting tomorrow. Again, with his dad as the pitching coach. A little 1-1. That one goes off of Kennedy's glove, and moving up 90 feet will be Brown. That's the third base. Brown has 3 runs tonight, and he could score his 4th run of the evening if Collins gets one to the outfield. That would be Collins' third RBI of the game. Three RBIs for Brock Daniels tonight. He's 2 for 4. And with the way the bats have been for the Fly Boys, he has a chance to come up again in this half inning. A 2-1 is high to Collins. 3-1. Collins looking to reach base safely for the fifth time tonight. Three-one pitch coming. Collins, he will swing around that one. Just went 3-2. That was a ball way outside the zone, and Collins tried to hold up, could not. He stepped about 3 feet in front of the batter's box. Now the count runs full, one out for Collins. Top of seventh inning, 14-3 our score. Fly Boys leading it. Will Brown's 90 feet away, looking to make it 15-3. Swing and a miss. Gets Collins a chase for the first time of the day. Collins does not reach safely. Zinski gets his second strikeout of the game, and final out for the Fly Boys, the bat so far in this one, as Taylor is up the bat now. This is Will Taylor's sixth plate appearance of the night. He's 1 for 3. He's drawn a walk and was hit by a pitch. Also has a stolen base, has a 2 RBI single, but has popped out the center his last two times up. Foul is in the dirt, and it's 1-0. Will Brown, of course, standing 90 feet away, and if Taylor can get another RBI, that would put this up to a 15-3 lead for only three outs remaining for the State Liners. The 1-0, well away, and it's 2-0. Taylor stepping in, he's got massive. He's wanting to wear the knee brace earlier today. And of course, having to look with the former getting recovering from that torn ACL, but looks to be fine today. That one sneaks in there for a strike. It's 2-1. So 13 hits after only 4 in the past two games. That is almost double their past two games. So that one gets the strike zone, 2-2. Nice move by Rosinski, and he has a chance to get his third strike out of the game and keep the Fly Boys off the board for the third time tonight. 2-2, deuces wild. All right, third base is Brown. Taylor steps in. Rosinski gets set the pitch. That one's going to get nubbed. It's going to stay fair. Slow roll to third. Picked up, and no play can be made by Spears, and that's going to be an infield single for Will Taylor, and that's the fourth time he's reached safely tonight, second hit of the day. If nothing else, if you're the State Liners, at least that keeps Brown at third, so does not extend the lead, but with Brock Daniels at the bat, he's been dangerous. 2 for 4, 3 RBIs, drew a walk and scored a run in this one. First pitch, and Daniels hits that one. That was going to hang in the air. It's going to keep going toward the outfield, and it will be off the wall. Brown's going to score. Daniels is going to be standing up at second. Taylor's going to take off around third. Taylor is going to go in there standing, and a 2 RBI double for Brock Daniels makes it 16-3 here in the top of the seventh, and Daniels is 3 for 5 today with 5 RBIs. The hits keep on coming, and it's 16-3 lead for Fly Boys. They have scored in every inning except for the third and fifth inning. They've scored at least two runs in each of those innings. Stepping in now is Bo Ankeny. He looks at first pitch strike from Rudinsky. This sixth at bat of the day, he's 2 for 4 with a run scored. Drew a walk, but also struck out once. Yes, they went around, and it's quickly 0-2. Three, a big lead, and that Burlington-Princeton game, by the way, has gone to extras. So that's the second extra inning game of the season, and both times have been in Princeton, West Virginia. So let's see what happens there. That one's low in the dirt, 1-2. Still have a score update from Pulaski and Johnson City yet. Elizabethton walked off Danville 2-1. Kingsport rolled to 4-0 as they win 4-0 over Bluefield. Bluefield now 0-4. Greenville looking to lock up their first win. Ankeny chops that one. Foul. West Stone with the play. Look at West Stone with a nice catch. He's going to throw the ball up through the stands to the kid, and what a throw. It's the first time West Stone's been to play over there. He makes the catch, but luckily for Bo Ankeny, that's not out. He'll step in, looking to extend the lead. It's 16-3 in the top of the seventh inning. 1-2 pitch coming forward. Ankeny skies that one high in the air. It's going to hang up. Francisco's going to call everyone off. Now calling off is Garcia. He'll make the catch. And that's how the inning ends. So 16-3 after Brock Daniels. Two RBI double. And the State Lions will have three outs to score at least 13 runs in the seventh inning. We head to the bottom of the seventh here. Seven inning Sunday. Fly Boys looking to lock up their first win of the season. This is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
State Lions down 16-3, and they'll have three outs to try to tie this or extend the game. As the Fly Boys have exploded for 15 hits in this one after having just four hits last night. Crew steps in at 1-0 count, and now it's they're 2-0 from Caden Nelson. Don't forget the Fly Boys back home tomorrow at Pioneer Park for their home opener. It's Dollar Monday. Select concessions are just $1. Meanwhile, they will unveil the Appy League banner from last season as Nelson gets a strike on the corner, 2-1. Game time set for 7 o'clock p.m. at Pioneer Park. Get there early and avoid the line. Get your tickets online at flyboysbaseball.com. 2-1 from Nelson. That one, I say I didn't hit him. It's 3-1. Cruz must have just got out of the way. I thought that hit him on the back a little bit, but umpire Gabe Vargas says that ball did not hit him. And Nelson, it's 3-1 count now to Cruz. 3-1 in the strike zone, 3-2. And Nelson in danger of issuing another leadoff walk, but avoids it for now, and the count runs full. The 3-2 pitch in the dirt. That's back-to-back leadoff walks issued by Nelson. And it is one runner on for the State Liners. That's what you have to do if you're the Liners. You just kind of have to wait and pick your spots. Down by 13 runs. It's been a rough day at times. They've scored three runs in the first three innings. But have been quiet since the fourth, fifth, and sixth inning. Not scored a run. At the Fly Boys. Comes Eli Young now pinch hitting. He's going to foul that one off. Pinch hitting for Arado. Young last night went 0-4 with three strikeouts. The Silver Sombrero for the State Liners. He does have a home run, but again, that would only make this an 11-run game. A tough day. That one, they're going to say, is fouled off of the end of the bat. And Young saying that it hit him on the arm. But Vargas, at home plate, says, no, it hit off the bat, then hit your arm. So it's 0-2, and Matthew Metcalf came to talk about it. Now you have some argument from the stands, but Vargas is not going to overturn their calls. The 0-2 pitch coming from Nelson. That's in the dirt, 1-2. Step again is Young. So Nelson gets set. The 1-2 pitch coming plateward. In the dirt, gets behind Collins. And running up 90 feet will be Cruz. And he gets a stolen base. Runners in scoring position now for Young on a 2-2 count with nobody out. Here in the bottom of the seventh, they'll need 13 runs to extend this ball game. We have a final score out of Burlington. I believe Burlington has won the extra inning affair on defense. They win 7-7. I'm going to say a strike three from Nelson. There's one away. Nelson gets the second strikeout of the game, and Young struck out first time today. That brings up Jack Tomlinson. He's 1-for-2 today. Does have an RBI single. Had a deep fly ball out to left his last time up. He's done well in this series, but again, just going to need a whole lot of work to do to come back in this one. Here's the pitch. That one's going to get nubbed over to Ankeny at first. Ankeny's going to throw to Nelson on the run. Nelson's there in time. Productive out, though, as it moves the runner to third, but there are two outs in the inning, and down to their final out, Daniel Hicks up to bat. Hicks is 1-for-1. He got a single his last time up. Pinch hitting for Gilmore. And to get another one, that would bring a run home. Cut the lead to 16-4 as he swings at the first pitch and lines it foul out of play. One for one is Hicks today, batting .250 on the season. Cade Nelson has 28 pitches. 16 of those are strikes. Two strikeouts, looking for another one to end this game. The 0-1. Big swing and a miss, and the State Liners are down to their final strike of the contest. One more strike, and that would give the Flyboys their first win of the 2022 season. The 0-2 pitch. That one almost hits Hicks, and it's 1-2. I was looking for that first win, but it's a 1-3 on the young year, and start to climb out of the basement of the West Division. It's still early, though. 58-game season here in the Appy League. No 1-2 pitch. Nubbed foul right behind into the netting. Staying alive is Hicks. Hicks will step in, looking to get a two-out rally. Just one out left for the State Liners to score 13 runs. The 1-2 way outside. Nelson misses completely, and that run's going to score. So if nothing else, Cruz gets a run on a wild pitch. And that's a 12-run game with two outs at the bottom of the seventh. Boisterous Liner fans still here supporting their team, as they will have to crawl back in this one. Still down to his final strike is six. A 2-2 pitch coming from Nelson. That one's hit off the end of the bat. Ankeny's going to run four, going to try to make the catch. He makes the catch at the wall, reaches over in foul territory. That ends the game. What a nice catch, a little showboating to end the game, and the Flyboys get their first win of the season to win it 16-4 over the Bristol State Liners. Final box score. Flyboys 16 runs off of 15 hits. They commit just one error as the offense comes to life for the first time this season. And you know Coach Jermaine Curtis and hitting coach Wes Stone are pleased about that. The State Liners, four runs off of four hits and three errors in this one. Bristol will be on the road for a bit. Starting tomorrow, they head all the way to Burlington, North Carolina for an interdivisional clash with the undefeated Sock Puppets of the East Division. Meanwhile, the Danville Otterbots, who were handed their first loss of the season by the Elizabethton River Riders, come to Greenville tomorrow, and you need to be there. Pioneer Park, 7 o'clock first pitch between the Otterbots and the Flyboys. Get there early. We're going to unveil the Appy League Championship banner from 2021 and celebrate with Dollar Monday. Select items at the concession stand are just $1. So get your tickets now. Flyboysbaseball.com. But if for some reason you can't make it out to Pioneer Park tomorrow, we will have a video stream and an audio stream available for you at flyboysbaseball.com starting at 6:45 p.m. on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network. Your final score from Bristol, Flyboys 16, State Liners 4. Been a pleasure talking to you tonight, and glad you could join us, and we will see you at Pioneer Park tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for opening day at Pioneer Park in Greenville. Once again, final score, Flyboys 16, State Liners 4. This has been a presentation of the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.